Welcome to another episode of the Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So welcome back to the Neil Damrell Show, and in today's episode we're going to talk about, are you getting out of breath while cycling uphill? So if you ever found yourself climbing halfway up a climb, gasping for air, wondering if you've made the wrong turn, even stopping to catch your breath, then trust me, I've been there too, struggling for breath like a fish out of water. So in today's episode I'm going to share why this might be happening and how you can solve it. So climbing is one of the hardest challenges in the sport, and it can get even trickier if you're hauling around an extra 30 kilos. So you might have the lightest bike, but that won't do much for you when you're trying to drag that extra weight of your body up the hill. So not only does this make carrying yourself up the climb tough, the extra weight sitting on your chest is also compromising your lungs and making it harder to breathe. Combine this with both the hard climb and the weight you're carrying, this is going to be a recipe for a really uncomfortable experience. So what is the solution? So training hard to climb stronger is one, but that's only going to solve one aspect. If you're carrying the extra weight, pushing yourself hard can even put your health at risk. So instead of focusing on training harder, focus on shifting your attention to managing your calorie intake. So first of all, start by tracking your calories off the bike. Aim for a calorie deficit of up to 500 calories a day. Forget about the calories you burn while riding for now. It's important to fuel well while riding, and if you're struggling to know how to do that, then check out my Eat to Ride guide in the show notes to this episode. So combine a smart way of combining your nutrition plan off the bike with fueling well while riding allows you to navigate your weight loss while still performing well while riding. So in our Cycle Lean mentorship program, this is exactly what we help our clients with. We separate the off the bike and off the bike fueling strategies, allowing them to lose weight while improving their cycling fitness and steadily achieving the weight loss they're aiming for. Just like my client Duncan, who dropped 15 kilos in 16 weeks and gained an extra 20 watts of power. So understanding what your body needs is really key. The key here is understanding how to use your body and the right food sources to fuel the energy requirements that you'll be doing on any given day. So the quicker you grasp this, the sooner you reach a stable body weight and make climbing easier and keep you from gasping for air on those tough ascents. In our Cycle Lean mentorship program, we focus on providing personalized and structured nutrition plans. It's not just about shedding weight, it's about supporting our clients' training mindsets and improving their mindset habits, aiming for long-term, healthy, sustainable changes both on and off the bike. So if you're feeling tired and feeling a bit out of breath while climbing, maybe it's time to rethink your approach. And it's not about cycling harder, it's about fueling smarter, and by doing so you're going to make those hills easier for you and you're going to get up to the top, leaving everyone else in your wake and leaving them breathless behind. So make sure you focus on your weight if you're looking to manage your climbing ability more efficiently, and if you're looking of ways to do that, you can also access the Cycle Lean Blueprint. Show notes will be in the links will be in the show notes, as well as our community program, or if you want to get in touch with our personalized mentorship program, our one-to-one mentorship program. But if you really focus on how you feel off the bike separately to how you feel on the bike, this will make a significant impact in terms of managing your weight efficiently, reaching your weight loss goals, and making climbing a whole lot easier. So hope you enjoyed this week's show. Let me know in the show notes if you've got any questions. Reach out to me on social media if you have any questions as well, and we'll see you next time.